The fifth aliyah of Parshas Vayetze contains the strategy of Yaakov to increase his wages through the arrangement that he makes with Lavan. And there's quite a discussion in the Mefarshim as to whether this was completely on the up and up, or was there perhaps something a little bit sneaky about it. And the Gemara in Maseches Megillah and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis does indicate that at least Yaakov was ready to deal in somewhat of a sneaky manner with Lavan, having been warned that that was Lavan's nature. And the Gemara applies to this the pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk also appears in Shmuel Beis, Im Navar Tit Barar, Vimikesh Tit Patal, that if someone is straightforward, so then you should deal with him in a straightforward fashion. But if someone is sneaky, so then it's appropriate to deal with him in a fashion that's similar. And that could be understood that it's simply self-defense and that it's fair to be able to respond in a way that protects yourself from being taken advantage of. But it's also possible that there's more to it and that it's appropriate to make sure that someone who's dishonest shouldn't succeed in his dishonesty. There's a similar approach in Sefer HaChinuch when commenting on the Isser of Midvar Sheker Tirchak, talks about why it is that the Torah uses the language Tirchak regarding Sheker. Why isn't it enough simply to say that one's not allowed to lie? What is the language of Tirchak coming to tell us? And he understands that it's not enough simply that you shouldn't lie, but you shouldn't allow a lie to succeed, even being on the receiving end. And that's related to what we find also regarding Kabbalah Lashon Hara. There's a prohibition for one to speak Lashon Hara and to allow Lashon Hara, in this case an unfair statement, to succeed is also a part of that prohibition. So too, even to be on the receiving end of trickery is to allow it to take effect, and if it's necessary, to meet it measure for measure in order to challenge it. So perhaps there is something appropriate about that. But of course, Yaakov is the paragon of MS overall, and this is also reflective of that. And we find that represented in this aliyah in other ways as well. And Yaakov is held up as the symbol of what it means to be a worker. And the Rambam in Hilchos Schiras points to what Yaakov says here to his wives, talking about the efforts that he exerted on behalf of their father. The pasuk says, "Ki b'chol chochi avadati es avichen," and the Rambam in Hilchos Schiras in Parak Yud Gimel Halacha Zayin writes that from here we see that a worker has to use all of his strength in providing his services, and because Yaakov did that, that's why he was able to be so successful, and it's why he got rich. And this sets the standard. And therefore, we find that a worker is obligated to provide such service that he has to make sure that he doesn't compromise his strength, that he doesn't do things that take away from his ability to work in a full-bodied fashion. And Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in which he notes that you can also see from Yaakov that a Rebbe in yeshiva who doesn't get paid well enough doesn't have the right to take his job any less seriously and say, just because I don't get treated properly means that I can therefore neglect my responsibilities. Just like Yaakov devoted all of his strength to his job, regardless of whatever complaints he could have, so too, this is the responsibility of the Rebbe in yeshiva who doesn't get paid properly, and of any worker, to provide his full services. Rav Moshe also has another comment here in his Sefer Darash Moshe, and it's a type of comment that was said in his name very often, and you can find this comment in many places in the Sefer Darash Moshe and elsewhere. And in this case, it relates to the fact that as part of what Yaakov is telling his wives as to why they should move on, and they respond in kind, understanding that climate has become inhospitable to them, and indeed they should move on. And one could say that it's not necessary that here Yaakov has received a nevuah saying that they should move on, and they could also respond that, okay, if this is the instruction, so that's what we have to do. And Reb Moshe explained that the reason they don't just say that, they don't simply say that we should just follow God's command, but they also explain that it's good for us and that it's going to be beneficial, is because it's always best to be able to appreciate how whatever God's command is also something that we can find benefit in. And he would comment that parents ruin their children when they say, Ishvertz is ein yid, and that if you convey the impression to your children that to be Jewish is a difficult, miserable life, so then that has indeed a terrible effect, and they come away feeling that that is what it means to be Jewish. And one can create this impression in two ways. One could say that the mitzvot themselves are a burden, or even if that's not the picture one paints, but one could also create the impression that the persecution that the Jews suffer is so intense that that makes it miserable to be Jewish. And therefore, both of these sentiments should be counteracted by a tremendous appreciation for the beauty and the wonder of Torah and mitzvot, so that certainly they themselves shouldn't be seen as a burden, but even more so, they should be seen as bringing such bracha into one's life that even if carrying the banner of Torah Judaism brings with it other problems and persecutions, nonetheless, the blessings that come along with it and the zchus that comes along with it overrides this. So this is a message that Reb Moshe constantly emphasized. You can find it repeatedly in the Sefer Darash Moshe. And this is something that the Balei Musar also in general saw, both in the fact that Yaakov, in speaking to his wives, made the point that there's a value simply in and of itself in moving on, and that they responded in kind, saying that they also understand that it makes sense for them and that this is something they should do for its own sake. This is reflective of how one should relate to mitzvot overall.